This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business. We had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the oft-imitated, never-duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And, of course, I am one half your dynamic duo, the Nerds. I'm the Nerd and you are.
Nerdette.
My voice still hasn't come back. How the hell are you doing?
You're fine, man.
I feel like it's off. I don't know. My throat feels weird. And maybe it's just the weather outside. It's been very fucking... What's that shit? Polleny?
Yeah.
Very polleny, man. We got to get that damn car washed, by the way. It's like our car used to be white. Now it's neon green. It looks like shit.
Yeah.
So what's up with you?
Nothing, man.
What have you been up to?
Not much. It's only been a few hours. Very long week.
A few hours. That's been a long couple of days off. We got to refigure out the schedule for next week.
I like this, though, because now we're going to have the rest of the week off.
Yeah, it's going to be a good week for you.
People still get the episodes, but we're gonna be sitting on our ass doing nothing for a week.
Sitting on doing nothing. Are you excited? Well, what the hell are you going to be doing besides not watching TV?
No, my sister started a show on Netflix she wants me to watch. I don't know what it's about. Based on a true story, though. Baby Reindeer.
I was just talking about that one the other day.
No, you said Reindeer Games. I thought.
That's what it is. Baby Reindeer. I mean, okay. Fucking titles.
I was so confused when you said that. And I'm like, okay, but yeah, that's what she wants me to start watching. She says it's really good. And I'm like, I don't have a clue what it's about.
Yeah.
But I'm like, all right, maybe I'll give that a shot because, yeah. We like the same shit, so...
Good. You can watch it and tell me how it was, because I didn't want to watch it.
It was recommended to me
Oh,
so
really?
much, but
Is it
I
pretty
was.
bad?
It doesn't look like something I would care to see.
Okay. I haven't even watched the freaking trailer yet. She's like, you better watch it, so we'll
Yeah.
see.
I mean, I'm glad she told you, because if I would have told you to watch it, it would have just been, nope. Nope. Not gonna do it.
Well, I'm watching Grey's Anatomy. I'm on season 8, and like we're starting to get to the point where I'm not going to be watching it much longer. So
Yeah,
I'm going to need something to watch after that. Maybe I'll try Baby Reindeer.
is the
It's a
blonde chick
weird
gone
name.
yet? Katherine Heigl, did she leave by this point?
Oh yeah, she's been
Yeah.
gone for a
Oh,
while.
dumb bitch, man. Do you think she regrets that?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. She only did a couple romantic comedies, right? And then she disappeared. The thing with her, they didn't kill her off.
Yeah.
So, I
Doors
mean,
open.
I mean, there's a possibility, but I think she badmouthed them. She badmouths everybody that she ever works for.
Yeah, she's not a good person.
So I don't know, but she's one of the ones they did not kill off. So,
Katherine Heigl.
yeah.
She's a dumb bitch, man. I don't know. If you're in a show that's a hit show, just shut the fuck up and let it run its course, right?
Well, it's been on 20 years, so
Yeah.
some people. I mean, I don't know.
Do you think these people would act like this in a regular job, these same people, if they weren't actors
It's like a
and
damn soap opera at this point. Soap
Yeah.
operas have been on for like what, 50 years? I don't
Something
even
like
know.
that.
Like Jesus.
Yeah, something like that, but it's not good. Can you imagine if Katherine Heigl was working at like a library and she was just like the person that swept the floors? You think she'd be fucking, acting like a diva at that job too, or do you think it's just because she's an actress and because they get treated a certain way that it turned her into something else?
It's probably that,
Yeah.
like the actress thing.
Give her a little bit of
I don't
money.
know, 'cause I haven't looked her up in years. I don't know what if she's even doing anything anymore. Maybe she quit acting.
You know what? Maybe she didn't quit and they just don't want to
They
hire
just
the
don't want to
bitch.
hire.
That could
She
be it.
I remember her being in the news articles saying she was constantly bitching about people.
That's all she fucking does. That's
So
it.
I don't know.
That's literally all the bitch does, man. I don't know, but me, so I know you didn't watch anything, but I did watch a little bit more of that True Detective show, and I'm at the season finale of episode one. And this show's really fucking good. And it's so good that, like, when this season's over, they're going to replace the cast with a whole new set for season two. I'm like, I'm going to miss these people from season one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're good. Like, they make you care about the characters. They built them up well. And it does a parallel thing, at least for the first season, where it shows the past and then the future people. It shows them older. And then they finally reached a point now where they've intertwined and they caught up with everything. And now we're seeing the older people's perspectives. And they're wrapping up the case that they've been obsessed with this whole entire series and whatnot. It's had so many ups and downs, and it's just a really good show. And the thing I like about this is that it reminds me of the old westerns that I love so much, and how when you watch a western, it's not going to have a happy ending, but it has people that you like in it, but they have a lot of trauma and shit, bad shit happens to them, and in the end they die. I'm not saying that they die in this. I haven't watched the finale yet, so I'm not spoiling anything. But it's one of those really good shows, and that's the thing I like about cop shows. It's not like Lethal Weapon where they're always smiling and laughing and everything goes their way in the end. I like the grittier cop shows. Like, this is a really gritty one so far, and I fucking love that about it, where it's like it's not all roses and jokes and fucking explosions off of buildings where the guys have like not even a fucking tear in their t-shirts when they land. It's like that bullshit. I just felt that and my hair is still perfect. Like that kind of dumb shit. This is a really good show. The cops are extremely damaged characters. They've got some fucked up things going on with them both. And it's a good show, so no wonder why you fucking hated it and you only watched three episodes. But no, it is a good show, and I'm looking forward to the characters in the next season too, because they got good actors in the next one. So I'm looking forward to the next season.
Yeah, see, I had no idea it was different storylines, different people. I had
That's
no
good.
idea when I was watching that.
I thought it was going to be like Big Sky, where it was
I
different.
hated that in Big Sky.
Yeah.
The moment the storyline changed, I'm like, what the fuck am I watching? And I
Yeah.
quit. I can't watch a show like that. And you're saying even the cast changes. So
A
I'm
little
glad I
bit.
didn't
A little
freaking
bit
stick
in Big
around.
Sky. They added some people.
Well, no, I'm talking about True Detective. You said
Oh,
it's a
yeah.
storyline and the people. Like, no, that's
Well,
definitely not a show for me.
the writing is what sells it on the show. It's really good writing, and the acting is good too. I mean, it's just a really all around, it's a great fucking show. You can definitely check that out. It's only 8 episodes for the first season. They're each an hour long, just about like an hour. Some are an hour, some are 45 minutes or so, but really easy watch. It's going by really quick. And Woody Harrelson's in it. And he's one of those actors who's not like one of the greatest actors of all time, but he's a guy that when he's in it, it's going to be good.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, he's definitely not a great actor, but he's one of those people like, oh shit, he's in it, I'll watch it. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't make bad movies, really. He really doesn't. He's always in good shit. He plays memorable characters, but he's not like a... He's not considered in that Robert De Niro, who I fucking hate, but he's not like a De Niro or Pacino kind of actor, a Leonardo DiCaprio type, where they're like, oh, this is going to be a fucking award-winning thing. This is going to be a fun movie, and that's what this is, a fun series with him. So really good stuff. I'll definitely give this show a high mark after the first season. Glow, I'm trying to watch as well, that show on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to watch that show for years now. It's about female...
That's a female wrestler, yeah, right? It's, yeah.
It has none of the charm that Heels has. Like, Heels was a great show about, like, if you want to watch a show about wrestling and people trying to get in the business or maintain the business or make it in the business or whatever, Heels is the way to go. That was a good show. It really was. Hopefully Netflix does something with it, because Netflix has a, you know, propensity for bringing popular shit back if there's enough demand for it.
Saved a couple of my fucking shows, man.
Saved a couple of your shows.
Lucifer and Manifest and brought back. Like, whoa, okay.
Yeah, hopefully they do that to mine. I'm asking Netflix, please fucking bring back mm-hmm. Heels for another season, because I want to see how they bring this dude back from, like, fucking paralyzing himself in the ring. I definitely want to see that. Glow has none of that charm. I'm going to give it a couple episodes. I only watched the pilot, and I was not a fan of the show at all. Not at all, man. It's got decent actors, and it's got an okay premise to it. It could get better.
Yeah.
They have enough time for it to breathe. I think it went about four seasons. So it has enough time to breathe. I'm going to give it at least 5 to 6 episodes. A fair enough shot, I think, before I quit on this damn thing. I also tried that show C again on Netflix with Jason Momoa, and I had to turn it off. I tried too many times with this show to get into it, and I just have to just say, no, it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen with this show. I put the pilot on again. I enjoyed the scenery. I enjoyed the premise. I just didn't like the execution of the show. It's extremely boring.
Ugh, really?
Extremely fucking boring. I'm sure it gets better, but it's not the kind of... It's not my kind of show. It's just not. I don't care to watch this one. So I gave up on that one. Glow's going to get a fair shot, and I'm doing that one as well, True Detective. That one's really short. I think it was eight episodes each season. The final one's like 6. Then X-Men 97, fucking awesome cartoon, man. I'm gonna go back to that too. So I do have a lot of things to watch. So I have some things to review, because as we're recording this show, Friday show, it's actually Tuesday as we're recording it. So I got mm-hmm. a whole fucking week, before the live show on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern time. There, you know, so I'll have a lot of shit to review then. So, but this time I'm gonna spread it out a little bit. So I have a little bit more to...
Yeah, and the live show, man, that's next Monday.
Yeah.
And our kid has testing. And I...
Oh, we're going to have a lot of shit, man. That'll be a fucking... Oh, shit, that's right. We got to go all the way the fuck. Yep. But 2 days in a row, so...
Yeah. Both recording days, we're going to be out of the house and, like, dealing with shit, so...
Every single fucking week, there's shit for me to do in my days off at this job.
Yeah.
Except for one. I've had to do something. I haven't had days off just to fucking not do shit.
Last weekend.
Was
last
it?
Last weekend, because we wanted to take... Because the weekend before that was the painting. Yeah. And then we wanted to have one weekend where you didn't have to do anything. And then this week we got the car fixed.
Yeah.
And next week it's testing for...
In both days. So it's just like next week. It's just going to suck. It's going to fucking suck. I don't even remember what time that was, what time it ended. It was just... Yeah, that was a nightmare last time.
Yeah, it's going to suck.
And this time it's going to be even longer, because we're shoving all this shit into one, so...
Oh, my goodness. Yep, she's got to do 2 tests in one day.
Yeah, that'll be fun, but, you know, whatever, man.
So we'll be sitting in a parking lot for hours.
A hot-ass parking lot, together in a fucking hot car.
We should record there. No. Just record right in the middle of the freaking car. Look at this freaking idiot walking in the parking lot.
It'll just be us going off on people, man. You might even hear a confrontation. Fuck it, let's do it.
Oh, God.
All right, so let's hop on into today's show here. There's a lot of shit to get into. There are a lot of topics, man, and that is what I'm excited about, to talk about these things that we have. Do you have anything good, bad, or indifferent, any crazy shit?
I have a new flavor.
Do you have anything good? Indifferent, anything?
I got a couple things, man.
All right, perfect. I'm going to hop on into this one, and this guy's exactly who the fuck we thought he was, and oh my goodness, man, these people that you're electing in the positions of power around the world or just giving any attention to, they all have skeletons in their closet, man. And this guy, George Santos, people knew he had some issues. He was constantly lying about everything. Every time this guy talked, he was lying on TV. His whole past, his future, his present, everything. They found some videos of him as a transgender, like a drag queen person a while back, if you remember. And he was denying it, even though they had him fucking on video. He disappears for a while, and now he comes back as, guess what? That character, the drag queen character, this Republican guy who got ousted for saying he was against all this shit. They found out that he was into it the whole time. Now he's openly embracing it because he got kicked out of the party, he got banished, and now he's trying to make money off of this thing called Cameo, which is where I guess like you can put your services out there if you're a person of interest and be like, hey, I'll say whatever the fuck you want me to say for $50.
Yeah,
that's what you do when you've hit the bottom of the barrel and even Target won't hire you.
I didn't think Cameo was still around. People stopped talking about it.
No, this guy's doing it.
Wow.
So disgraced former Congressman George Santos is now trying to cash in on his drag queen alter ego, Katara Ravashi, just 1 year after he denied claims that he ever performed in drag. Mr. Santos took to X on Monday morning to announce that Katara is now available for bookings on the video platform Cameo. Y'all weren't ready for this drop. I've decided to bring Katara out of the closet after 18 years, the former congressman and serial fabulist wrote along with a link to the site. So does this mean now the Democrats have to embrace him? Because they hated him before. But now they have to embrace him because he's one of them. He's a fucking drag queen person.
Probably.
This fucking cracks me up, man, because all these people out there, you know there's something wrong with half of these fucking politicians. Like, I'm still waiting for Mike Pence to come out as gay. I'm waiting for all this other shit to come out from other people. And when someone does come out or gets accused of something that they rallied against for so long, it's always like a shock moment. Like, oh my God, the preacher that we went to school with that hated gays so much, he was touching little boys. Like, you know, shit like that. The person who's pushing against it the most, they normally are the ones that are behind it. And this is just, you know, just another example of it. On Cameo's website, the description of Katara reads, "Hey, you messy bitches. After 18 years in the closet, I'm back for a limited time." How come when they turn drag queen, they have to call each other bitches? And it's like they adopt this role. It's like mimicry of... What are they mimicking? I've never met a girl that goes, hey, bitch, like all the time like that.
I see it.
You do it.
I see it. Like, so I can't deny that. Like, I do see. I don't know why. I don't know. I think it's stupid.
I don't know, but this is fucking weird, man. This is disgusting. And yeah, there's pictures of this dude in drag, and it's, I don't know, man. I don't fucking know. I just thought it was pretty funny that this fucking guy denied it this whole time.
Oh, well.
They found videos of him doing it. Nope, that's not me. It's somebody else. And he fucking comes out. So
maybe he's desperate.
I think this is going to kickstart his political career. I think he's going to come back stronger than ever as a member of the fucking Democrat Party in that drag queen attire.
Yeah.
This world is so fucking strange. I just don't know how the fuck you can get people to accept all of this shit overnight. Because it's like, it's in your face. What happened to all these people that are all for this shit would have been against it if you would have brought this to them a couple of years ago?
Dude, I don't know. The world has gone to hell.
Maybe we're underestimating the power of the media and television. You think that's the case? That people are just that easily influenced? We thought it was kids. Like, oh, if I'm putting like my kid's favorite cartoon on, I sneak a cigarette ad in there, they're going to want to smoke. You didn't think that would work in adults, but here we are.
Yeah.
You know, fucking doing... The adults are worse than the kids.
I think it's a lot of social media.
You think so?
Because, like, a lot of people don't have cable and shit anymore.
So you think it's social media is people wanting to fit in and get their likes in, and they're afraid to say the wrong thing because they don't want to be outcast?
I mean, people, like, who the hell... Like, I don't know. A lot of people just do streaming now.
I think people just give a shit.
I don't watch news anymore at all. I did find that news channel. It only took me fucking forever. Yeah. And so I did find the local news station, but I don't even watch it anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Because it's always something so fucking negative. But so I don't know. Like, who knows?
The news is reporting on dumb shit that we don't need to fucking even debate. Like the whole trans bathroom shit. Why is that an issue? We've got, like, I think it's up to 5 or 6 states now suing Biden administration for the Title IX changes, where they're trying to force the transgender people to have the same rights as women and just, like, infringe on the women's rights. And so women basically lose their rights and they just hand over their sovereignty to the fucking trans people. Because it doesn't work any other way. We're always talking about women's rights. Because the women that are pretending they're men aren't doing the shit that the men trying to be women are.
No.
Not at all.
You don't see them doing that
not
at all.
Not at fucking all. Have you ever seen one trans man say, I want to go in the men's room? No, they're perfectly happy peeing in the women's room still. You don't see them trying to get fucking...
You don't see them out there trying to get attention.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
You don't see some 5'4", 98-pound, quote-unquote, man trying to fucking be the quarterback for the Denver Broncos. You don't see that. Asking for inclusion. Come on out here and play. Come on and survive one fucking practice, you piece of shit. You'd be singing through. See, that's why. They know it's not fair. They're openly mocking people with this shit is what they're doing. Because you have never seen one fucking trans dude or whatever the fuck ever try to do it any other way. So it's all fucking bullshit. Oh my goodness. Florida woman stabs a man in a wild Wawa rampage.
Yeah.
Did you see this one?
Yes, I did.
Go ahead and talk about it then.
I grabbed it because it said Wawa. And everyone knows how much I love that name.
I hate those stores.
A Florida woman went on a wild rampage at a Wawa location and allegedly stabbed a man with a large knife before committing other crimes, police said. Christina Marie Crane, who's 37, was charged with attempted felony murder, criminal mischief, and aggravated assault, according to Fox 13 Tampa. She was also charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. The Pinellas Park Police Department. These people, let me tell you, the Pinellas Police.
Yeah.
I hope they get some good overtime because they are always out there fighting the craziest
Volusia
fucking people.
County, another one.
The Pinellas Park Police Department told Fox 13 that the incident took place at a Wawa on Gandhi Boulevard at around 10 p.m. Friday night. Authorities believe that the suspect was under the influence at the time and in a state of excited delirium when she entered the store. Crane allegedly took a fixed blade knife from the deli and stabbed a man with it, causing him to bleed. He suffered a minor abrasion in his left hand. After leaving the Wawa, authorities said the suspect went inside an office and raised a knife over a female employee's head. I love finding stories where it just keeps going. Where someone starts one place and then leaves and goes somewhere else. I love that. She reportedly told the office worker, "I will kill you." Crane is also accused of swinging the knife that nearly struck another female office worker. She also reportedly smashed computer monitors in the office, causing what amounted to over $1,000 worth of property damage. Fox News Digital reached out to the Pinellas Park Police Department for more information about the case, but no new details were available. So this bitch was just crazy and just... I don't know. Stabbed one guy, left, and went to another building to attack them. But I want to know why. This article, they have no clue why she did it.
There's something weird going on in the world. That's all it is, man. I mean, the randomly attack someone that you have no connection to is just... I don't know. What would you classify that as? Stupid or evil? I mean... What the fuck? Like, why would you attack someone? I can understand being pissed off and just angry, but... I guess I just can't put myself in those shoes because I've never been that kind of person. Like, when I get mad, I want to be left alone. Some people get mad, I guess, like that, and they just want to go fucking just attack people, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I can't even put myself in that shoes. I can't fathom. I can't understand how the hell that works.
Maybe she was on... See, it doesn't even say if she was on anything.
She had to have been on something. If she wasn't, then holy shit, she needs to be committed because we don't need people like that in society. If you're the kind of person to just flip the fuck out for no reason and attack others, you
flip
can't be around others.
Flip the hell out at the deli counter. So maybe she couldn't get her meat sliced correctly or something. I don't know.
Maybe she's also a product of a society that hates saying no to people. You just have to say yes to everything. And then when you hear no in the real world, it's like, oh shit. You know what? We're in a weird fucking time when the government's telling you have to say yes to everything, but then you go into like a company and they have rules where they can say no to you.
Yeah.
I guess that may cause people to flip out too, you know? Because when I worked in the cell phone industry, if someone came in, they're like, oh, I demand this. And you're like, no. They fucking turn into babies like they've never heard that word before. And you're like, wait, you're an adult. And you're asking for something that you know is unreasonable and I'm saying no to you and you're freaking out. Like you're throwing a tantrum at this.
Yeah.
And then maybe this is what this woman did. She's a product of her fucking environment. Maybe she's not crazy. Maybe she's just fucking doing what she's been fucking coddled to do, you know, preconditioned for. It's kind of bullshit.
Well.
Yeah, it's a little fucked up, man. And here's another fucked up one. Man who's 31 years old is accused of murder on a Las Vegas strip and then eating the victim's face at a bus stop when police arrived.
Oh my God.
Colin Check was spotted by cops eating the ear and an eyeball of his victim.
Ew.
I mean, like the chewy and the squishy part, so we know what kind of consistency he likes in his meals. Fucking disgusting. A man has been accused of murder after getting into a fight and then chewing off portions of the victim's face at a bus stop. He was arrested on Las Vegas Boulevard. He's 31-year-old Colin Sheck after cops received a report of two men fighting in front of a business in the 1100 block. When officers found the two men near the 300 block of Charleston Boulevard, one of them was found unresponsive and bleeding from his head. Officers found Sheck kneeling on the ground next to the victim with biological matter in his hair, mouth, and on his clothing. So biological matter would have to be, like, liquid, like juice, blood, whatever the fuck, you know? Whatever kind of juices are when the eyeball pops.
I don't know. That's disgusting. That's so gross.
Oh, my God. He reportedly told officers that the victim had attacked him and that he was homeless after cops had spotted him eating the ear and an eyeball of the other man.
What the hell was he on?
Paramedics dashed a severely injured victim, reportedly identified as Kenneth Brown, to a local hospital where he was later pronounced dead. Brown had a large cut to part of his head and was missing an ear and eye, according to documents 8 News Now investigators obtained. Sheck had reportedly been falling in and out of consciousness while he was in police custody, as he told police officers he'd been awake for 5 days straight because something was possessing him. I mean, can we take that seriously here? He's eating a fucking eyeball and an ear. Yeah, that's not normal human behavior.
We can't prove he's not possessed by anything.
We can't. I mean, this is not normal. Can we take that seriously here?
Remember, like, years ago where people were doing bath salts and, like, eating each other's faces and shit?
Yeah. Well, that was drug-related.
Yeah. That was nasty, man. I don't know.
I mean, people that can't sleep, that is a sign of demonic possession.
Because they can't sleep.
You can't sleep. You're being taken over. Like, they don't go through the normal motions when they possess you. They're supposed to just use you up and then fucking jump to the next one. I'm just saying. This shit is a little too weird. People don't go eating eyeballs and ears. Like when I look at another human being, I don't look at a fucking, you know, I want to eat that person.
Well, see, now we can use the word allegedly, right? Because he is allegedly possessed.
I think this motherfucker is possessed. You can't
say for sure either way.
Can we find one of those people that can see demons and look at this motherfucker and tell us what they see? Yeah. Come on, man. This is a little wild. The killer also told detectives he used his teeth to hurt the victim, adding he used his teeth to eat the man's eyeballs and ears. Check was arrested on a charge of open murder and was booked into the Clark County Detention Center in absentia. He was set to make an appearance in court on Monday, but the Justice of Peace, Rebecca Sachs, said Sheck was not transported to the hearing because he'd been admitted to the hospital.
Yeah.
And despite his absence, Sachs said she found probable cause for Check's arrest and ordered him to be detained in custody without bail. Neither a prosecutor nor a defense attorney spoke during the brief hearing. He's now been ordered by the judge to show his face in court on Wednesday. So, yeah, man, this is... You know what?
Like, what do you do with someone? Like, do they need, like, a mental hospital? There's something wrong.
I think you study the person's brain. Like, what the fuck happened to this dude's brain? Like, yeah. What is going on here? Because when someone says that they've been possessed, you can't just immediately dismiss it as fiction. We don't know what the fuck is out there. We can't explain what the hell's going on in the world and why people are doing... This guy's doing something that's not normal. Can we fucking look more into this? If someone's telling you there's something wrong, maybe sometimes listen to them, you know? I'm not saying this guy's innocent, obviously.
No, but I mean, I would like to know if he's got a record, if he ever did anything like this before, or if this is just strange behavior that he just started doing.
I don't know. I think the responsible thing is to fucking look into it.
If he's not on anything.
I don't want demons to be walking the earth, but they are, you know? He's looking.
Okay, well.
Go ahead and look at the news. His name is Joe Biden. That fucking soulless bastard, that fucking sack of shit. I don't know. Do you think there's any possibility here that this person is, you know, abducted by demons?
Well, you can't prove otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
You can't rule anything out because there's no way to prove it.
Yeah.
People say God told them to do something. You don't know.
You don't. You really don't.
You can't. They can't prove it, and you can't prove them wrong.
Yeah.
You don't know. So.
But then that'd be everybody's
excuse.
This
dude is possessed. So.
It's just when you're doing something like this, when you're doing something like this, you're eating an eyeball. It's just, and he was up for 5 days.
Maybe there's
something
wrong with the brain. Like maybe if they hooked him up to like a machine and just monitored him, and like all of a sudden like there's a spike and like he starts acting crazy. Like okay, well there's something right there.
Maybe study them. I don't know what the hell that would do, because that sounds like something genetic you'd be born with. Yeah. Some kind of defect. I don't think you just become a fucking eyeball eater overnight.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Does he have a record of doing this before?
Fuck, man. What a weird
Has he ever eaten someone else?
I don't know, but this may be the norm here when the nukes are flying, because China's saying they are vowing retaliation against the United States of America for what they are calling bullying.
No, because of TikTok.
And you don't stop. Beijing has warned that legislation signed into law last week by President Dickhead will lead to forceful retaliatory steps if Washington does not reverse course. At issue are U.S. plans to counter Chinese influence by spending $8 billion of our dollars, including military aid to Taiwan, as well as a new law that would ban the video sharing platform TikTok if it is not sold by its Chinese parent company within 12 months. Biden has called for ending U.S. reliance on Chinese materials and imports and has labeled Chinese leaders as great friends. Oh, wait, no, as bad folks who will do bad things when they have become problems. We all know this motherfucker's in their pocket. I mean, this is just a fucking smokescreen effort here. This is trying to make it look like he's doing something. I don't know why the fuck we rely on these people so much for everything. Like, we had a lot of shit that was getting made here, and jobs were created here, and our taxes were lower, and people had more money in their pockets, and people were happier under Trump. This motherfucker comes in, immediately says, you guys get all your fucking power back. U.S. dollars never meant less. Now he's starting fucking fights with people. He's sticking his nose where it doesn't belong. And now we got this kind of stuff happening here. And this is a serious threat, man. I mean, remember the Chinese spy balloon that he was letting fly around and for like fucking like a week?
Yeah.
Before they finally shut it down? I mean, what was that all about? We never got an answer on that. What were they collecting? What was going on? Why didn't they shoot it down sooner? Why was it just allowed to fly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like they told him, hey, this is going to happen and you ain't going to do shit about it. And I think that's what happened, because they got dirt on him, because they did business and he's dirty. Anyway, Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Lin Wan claimed on Monday that the latest U.S. actions infringe upon... I better make sure I got his name right, because he's going to be taking over this area and coming after us. We urge the U.S. to respect China's core interests and major concerns and not to implement these negative articles concerning China, Lin told reporters in Beijing. Otherwise, China will take strong and resolute measures to safeguard our sovereignty, security, and developmental interests. So they're basically saying that shit's about to hit the fan. They're not going to take it anymore, man. They're being made to fucking sell TikTok, which is, I mean, the funny thing about that is it has to be sold, I think they said, sometime next year, like after the election. And the thing about it is Biden's still using it to fucking push his campaign. So it's like, what? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me, this whole TikTok thing. I don't understand it. If they ban it, there's going to be 12 other TikTok-like apps out there. There's already, imposters and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this actually going to do? I just don't get it. I don't care enough about it. I just care about the fact that they're like, oh, okay, we're going to retaliate. That's the thing that really catches my eye.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't know either. I don't use TikTok. We posted a couple of the show clip stuff, and that's about it on there.
Show clip? You put Drop Baby up there.
Drop Baby's a hit.
That's what you put.
I had to put Drop Baby up there. People need to know about Drop Baby.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Wait, how many years ago was that?
That was AT&T, wasn't it?
That was at least 7 years ago. That was at least 6-7 years ago.
Yeah, that was right after we moved down.
So, Drop Baby is now Drop Toddler.
No. Kid in school. There's no toddler.
Do you think Drop Baby is succeeding in life, or do you think he's going to be like an eyeball eater because of that drop?
I was literally just thinking to myself, he's probably the one that's eating the ear in Vegas. I literally was thinking that.
If you remember, I did say when we first brought up Drop Baby years ago on the show,
ew,
I was saying how that is how fucking Ted Bundy was created right there. Or fucking like Chris Benoit, you know, you dropped on your fucking head and this is what happens. And that was a bad one too.
That was terrible.
That was a fucking terrible.
Yet you find it so funny. You showed me that video that day, yeah, and I was so pissed off.
Yeah.
I'm like, that stupid bitch of a mother.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
Yeah. For those of you wondering what the fuck Drop Baby is, go on a TikTok/Voices of Misery and you'll see that video.
And you're sitting there with all your buddies at work freaking laughing your asses off. And I'm like, oh my God.
Well, the baby was fine.
That poor... You don't know that.
I don't know how it turned out. I don't know what it's doing now.
Goodness. Anyways, all right, I have one flavor thing and I need to get it out of the way because it's already May.
Okay.
As of Friday. So Oreo is getting a little sweeter and a little more sour with its new limited edition collaboration. Oreo confirmed it's rolling out a new cookie with Sour Patch Kids baked right inside. The Oreo brand is always looking for playful ways to excite our fans. What better and more unexpected way to do that than letting Sour Patch Kids playfully take over our cookie? That's a statement they released. This sounds really good.
It does.
The cookies look as playful as you'd expect, with cream-colored cookies and colorful flecks of Sour Patch Kids included, sandwiching cream in the middle that comes with even more Sour Patch Kids too, which the brand say creates a sweet yet sour taste. If you want these cookies, you better act fast. They will only be available while supplies last, and pre-sales have already begun at Oreo.com/Sour Patch Kids. The cookies will then hit shelves across America on May 6th.
They sound phenomenal.
They sound really good. We like Sour Patch Kids in this house.
Man, they were so good.
Yeah.
Sour Patch Kids had such a great taste to them, and they were long-lasting. Every chew was good on those things. They were fucking amazing. And you get a small bag, and there seemed to be so much of it in there. No matter how small the bag was, there was a ton of candy. I don't know, man. It was like, it was amazing. Fucking love them. I used to like putting them in like a drink, too. If I had a can of soda, drop them at the bottom and drink the shit.
Weird, man.
I don't know. They're just amazing. And you know what? The best thing that they make is an energy drink with those blue raspberry. I forgot who made the who makes it, but man, whenever I see that in a store, there's that one and there's a Warheads one, an energy made by the same company, and that Sour Patch Kids one is fucking amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for making me want candy right now.
You're welcome. It sounded good, so I wanted to let everyone know.
Thank you for that, by the way. My edibles hit in really hard while you were talking about that, so thank you. Sherry wanted me to let you know a couple of things.
Yeah.
Babies Johnny Cash and June Carter are doing okay, she wanted me to let you know. And they were both born at the same hospital on the same day. What a coinkydink there. It's happened in Huntsville, Alabama, the only place where their fucking parents named their kids Johnny Cash or fucking June Carter. Two mothers in Alabama who did not know each other got the surprise of a lifetime when they gave birth to babies named Johnny Cash and June Carter at the same hospital. The Clarks welcomed their daughter June Carter on April 10th at Huntsville Hospital, just down the hallway from where the Davis family welcomed their son Johnny Cash Davis the same day. The family said that this was a coincidence of a lifetime. We were talking about how important that's family weird. Names were in the last episode. Yeah. And then you got this shit. Whose name were you put Johnny Cash's name, you fucking idiots? Mom Sophie Clark said they landed on the name June Carter because they simply loved the name June and her husband's first name is Carter. Okay, so at least they did it for a reason.
Right.
Mom Nicole Davis said Johnny Cash wasn't their first choice, but eventually decided it was the perfect fit. The baby's dad's name is Johnny Lee Davis, and we tried on Johnny Lee Davis III for a while, and we could just never get comfortable with it. It just never caught. So we had to go back to the drawing board. At first, we thought a lot about Nashville because we love that area, and we spend a lot of time up there. We thought about Johnny Nashville. Or Johnny Nash. That would have been cool. Johnny Nash.
That's a cool name.
That would have been fucking awesome.
Though? I don't know.
But then we thought, oh, wait a minute, Johnny Cash would be perfect, and we'll call him Cash.
I mean, I like that.
That's cool, but, I mean, Johnny Nash would have been better.
Yeah, I like Johnny Nash.
Dude, Johnny Nashville? I mean, how fucking he could, hey, it is Johnny Nashville, this is Jackass 2.0.
God. Because
that's how Johnny Knoxville got his name. He stole it. It was Johnny something or other, and then he picked Knoxville for the Tennessee area. I don't know why. I was watching something stupid the other day. I just remembered that. So anyway, Johnny Cash's dad responded, that's weird. We just had a baby named Johnny Cash when he talked to the person in the hallway of the hospital. They had the baby of the same name. And they thought it was awesome. They took pictures together and all that bullshit. So.
Oh, my God.
And they want the kids to stay in touch.
Of course. They're already setting up their future wedding.
Oh, my God. These kids were just born into a fucking terrible situation.
They have no choice. They have no idea what's going on. That's crazy.
No, that's not crazy. You want to know what's crazy? Sherry wanted me to let you know that there is a new fashion trend.
She wants you to try it.
And it's I won't have to try it. I'm getting old. It'll just be natural in a few years. Fucking shit, man. Pea-stained jeans. Leaky style comes with a big price tag, and it's already sold out. I'm talking about fucking pea-stained pants, people.
Yeah.
Pre-stained pants All you have to do is write Liam Neeson a letter and say, can you send us a pair of your old jeans? And he, because you ever see that, or he pisses himself in public all the time?
Yeah.
What the fuck with this? What are your initial thoughts about pee-stained jeans? We've already seen gross. The other stuff.
But people are buying them. So.
I mean.
People are weird. Like, I remember back in the day when I was a kid, like, you wanted holes in your jeans, you cut them.
Yeah.
You did the shit yourself. You can go buy a pair of jeans with the holes now. Yeah. But they're $60 freaking. We used to have to do that shit on our own.
Dude.
But now, you can buy pee-stained jeans. And I guarantee they ain't cheap.
It's so fucking stupid.
So just pee in them yourself.
You can buy $20
and let them
jeans.
Just sit there for a while.
But like, this is America, though. Think about America. This is this country in a fucking nutshell.
Are they? Is it this country that's making them? Because...
No, but this is the country buying them. And that's why I'm going to sum up America in just one little fucking simple thing here. Is that we're so fucking stupid that you can easily buy a pair of $20 jeans and cut them up. And there you have the same shit you would. But no, we'd rather pay $60 with the rip already in them instead of buying $20 jeans and putting the rip in ourselves.
They sell the jeans now that look dirty. Like,
I know.
With the dirt stains on them.
Dirt stained jeans.
Like, looking like you actually went and did some work somewhere. Like,
I have to go impress this girl, but you know, she likes men that work, so I'm gonna go buy some jeans that are dirty.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It is so weird to me.
The high fashion world's always been known for pushing boundaries, but pee stained jeans kind of takes the cake, especially with its whopping price tag, which is now a reality. An apparel company called Jordan Luca is hawking jeans on their site. They advertise a stained stonewash. And they actually have a pair for sale right now. A lighter wash that's going for $608 compared to the usual $800 they normally sell at.
Who spends this much money on a pair of fucking jeans? Where are you going?
$800 jeans. They don't do anything different than the jeans I'm fucking wearing.
Like, what material are they out? Like, I don't understand. Why are they so much?
Does the material even matter at this point? I mean, what do they do? What do they do? They cost more.
They have Bluetooth ones.
But seriously, they cost more than most cell phones. What the fuck do they do? At least when I went to the store the other day and I was looking at these Ray-Ban sunglasses they had, and they had a display for them, and I picked them up and I put them all on my head, and I heard music coming from them. I'm like, oh, okay, they're Bluetooth. You can hear music. Who the fuck wants music from your sunglasses? That's stupid. But I can understand why you would put a price tag on it, because there's some sucker that wants the extra benefit of it. What's the extra benefit of paying $800 for jeans as opposed to $20?
Do you think the Kardashians will buy these pee-stained jeans and start walking around wearing them?
I don't know. I don't know.
This is so weird.
Are we going to have shit-stained jeans? The diarrhea wash where it drips down the leg? Or just a regular shit where it's just...
Might as well make the period-stained jeans.
Hey, seriously. Oh my God. Every fucking girl boy on the planet. Whoops. Whoops. I had an accident. It's real after all. No, those are the pants you pay for, asshole. Let's go look at the JCPenney tag on them.
Oh, God.
This doesn't make any fucking sense, man. Anyway, they debuted at the Milan Fashion Week, and it would appear they left a mark because they're a hot item, so I guess people do wear that shit from Fashion Week. Whereas you might normally be embarrassed to piss your pants or have any residence evidence of the residue, it seems fashion-forward thinkers are leaning into it. So there you go, man. People are loving this shit. It's all the rage on X.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Is it all the rage because people are making fun of it and think it's gross like me?
No.
Or is it all the rage because they actually think that's fucking cool to wear and they want... I don't get it. I feel like...
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like we're like... I don't know what... I don't know what world we're living in anymore.
This is a stupid fucking world.
Because we're not even old.
No.
We're in our 40s, but I feel like we have lost touch with reality. I don't understand what these people are doing anymore.
This is the same world that at one point we thought was the greatest thing ever, and now it's... And you can't mix it up here. You can't say the world sucks. The world doesn't suck. The world's a beautiful place. We suck.
Yeah, we suck.
The human race sucks. We are fucking scumbags. We're idiots. We ruined a perfect opportunity. The world could be a million times more advanced and better off than it is, but we fucked it up. We are idiots. We're fucking it. We fight over it. Look at what we're fighting over. You don't believe the same thing in the sky that I believe in. We're going to go to war for hundreds of years and kill each other and bomb each other instead of working together and making shit better. Put aside your fucking... Wait, we can't even put aside our differences. That's the easiest fucking thing to do is say, hey, you believe this, I believe this. Let's turn around and walk away. That's the easiest thing you can fucking do. It requires no effort. No energy has to go out. You can, that's the laziest shit you can do. We're lazy people. Why don't we do that? Right?
Yeah.
We'd rather fight. Because if there's one thing we like more than being lazy fucking scumbags is being a fucking asshole, apparently. Right?
Good job.
I could have gone another way with that, but I don't want to rant anymore. It really does. It boggles my fucking mind.
Yeah.
The world is a beautiful fucking place. The world doesn't suck. We suck. If human beings were gone, if I pressed a button and every human being was gone, but we could all still see what happened after we were all gone, the world would flourish. It'd be fucking cats and fucking dogs would be ruling the world, and the world would be beautiful. Plants and birds would be singing all the time. The weather would fucking be what it was supposed to be. Everything would be great. You know what I mean? There'd be no more sicknesses and shit. It'd be awesome. It'd be the Lion King. It'd be fucking beautiful, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And the world would flourish. And it wouldn't suffer. And it doesn't need us to fucking do anything to it. We are fucking scumbags, man. We are the fucking poison in the planet. We're everything that's wrong with it. But anyway. For some reason, you love this segment. And this really is your favorite segment of the week right now. You are loving this one more than any other one. I have no idea why.
It's the last one of the week, baby.
And what day is it right now as we're recording?
It's Friday.
It's Friday, that's right. It's Friday. That's right. I hope I had a good week at work. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for refusing to give my stepdad the role he wants in my wedding in front of his and my mom's families? Oh, man, I don't know. It depends how close he is and how long he's been your stepdad for, right? You can't just be with the mom for a year and expect to have that role, right?
Yeah, it depends on the relationship. Mm. So, and it depends on if the actual dad is still around.
Yeah. So I'm 27. I'm a female. I'll be getting married in the next year to 18 months. No date has been finalized yet. I originally had planned to have my stepdad and my paternal grandpa share the father of the bride duties because my dad has been dead since I was 6.
Okay.
And my stepdad has been for me almost as long, but my grandpa is hugely important and has played the role as most important man in my life after my dad. Hmm. So right now I'm feeling a little bit of sympathy for the stepdad here.
Well, yeah.
So far.
Yeah.
Because if she hasn't had a dad since she was 6, I understand. It's a tragic thing. But this guy's been there for almost the entire time afterwards. She's, what, 20-something years old?
Mm-hmm.
He's been there for quite a big chunk. He kind of is her dad.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he should, and no one should be given anything, but you would think he should be
involved in some way.
At least be considered. My stepdad did not want to share the role, and he wanted to walk down the aisle, and the father-daughter dance to be just us.
Okay, see, but he's being a little selfish.
He sounds like a good guy.
He is a good guy. I'm not saying anything bad against him, but he is being a little selfish. This is her wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to include her grandfather. That's the only thing she's got left of her dad.
Yeah, and it's almost
and she's not like excluding him. She wants them to share the role.
Yeah.
And so this guy needs to, like, I am sure he's hurt. Yeah. But, like, he has to understand where she's coming from, too.
Yeah, she wants a piece of her dad there.
Yeah. And that makes a hell of a lot of sense.
He told me he was not okay with my grandpa doing either alone or both with him. He told me when it comes down to it, he was the real dad of my life since I was 7 years old, and while he might not be biologically my dad, he's been married to my mom and taking care of me for 20 years, and he's also the father to all my siblings, and his place in my life should be honored and not shared with the grandparent just because I lost my dad. So I told him I would just have my grandpa then. All right. Yeah, this is ugly on both sides. He's being selfish, and she's being a real dismissive cunt of him. So it's like there should be a compromise here. And
yeah, but he doesn't want to compromise. And if you're going to be a bitch, then you can't be in the wedding.
Yeah. I mean, there doesn't need to be a compromise.
He's not willing to compromise. Like, I mean, there could be a compromise. One of them walks down the aisle. One of them gets the dance or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. 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 He's definitely coming off as more of the asshole here. But I do feel for the guy. I mean, I do.
Oh, I do, too. But he needs to, like, come on, man.
This is not the end of the conversation. It came back up during my mom's birthday dinner. He mentioned it in front of his family, a.k.a. his parents and siblings, as well as my mom and my mom's family. He told me he wanted to be the father of the bride. He wanted to walk me down the aisle, and he wanted the father-daughter dance. He wanted a toast. He wanted everything that comes traditionally with this. Because he brought it up in front of them, and because I was slightly annoyed by him bringing it up again without clarifying he was okay with sharing the role, I told him no again. I also told him I had directly already asked my grandfather. This was in front of both families, and it did start a debate over this. Why are people debating over her choice? It's her decision.
He did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Because he knew everyone else would be on his side. So this was to all bombard her and get her to change her mind.
Yeah.
This guy is really coming off... I feel for him, but he's really coming off as an asshole.
He is. He's starting to more and more now. Once I realized I was hated for saying no by his family and some of my mom's family, including my mom disliked that I couldn't let him do it because some were on my side, I decided to leave. My stepdad told me I had humiliated him and made the dinner all about me.
Oh my God!
Mm-hmm. It kind of is all about her. It's her wedding. I said he brought it up first and told me kindness and decency would suggest I not turn him down in front of everyone. I also got a very angry message from one of his siblings and another from the same sibling on behalf of his parents. They told me I had no business treating him this way. When I didn't reply to this person either time, my stepdad told me I was going out of my way to behave inappropriately and just to hurt him. She's definitely leaving some stuff out here because it just sounds like a little too irrational. That this guy would be this irrational. Like, maybe she's leaving out some key details here, maybe, but I don't know.
She said she tried to compromise with the guy, yeah. And he won't do it. He wants it all for himself. He can't do that. This is not your wedding.
Yeah. The importance of my paternal family in my life has always been an issue for my stepdad and his family.
Of course. He's probably jealous of it.
Yeah. But especially the importance of Grandpa. For many years, my stepdad has been jealous, and his family had commented that I should need my grandfather because I have my stepdad. Why are they trying to write the dad's family out of the story?
I don't like this at all. Once the guy's dead, like, that's it. That's it with the rest of his family. That's her family.
Yeah, his family have expressed their dislike for me several times because I have the relationship with Grandpa that they feel I should have with their son. My stepdad expected an apology, and when he didn't get one, he told me yet again that he didn't like my behavior at the dinner. Am I an asshole?
No. Nope.
Oh, she wants to be close to her dad, and the grandfather's the only way, you know? I understand that more than anybody right now.
Yeah, no, that's so crazy. She's definitely not the asshole, not at all.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's a pretty bad situation. This is going to fracture her family.
Oh, yeah.
Well, her relationship with the family. The rest of them are going to be all right, but...
They should be understanding.
Yeah.
Her dad is dead. Yeah. And just because he died years ago doesn't mean that she still doesn't care about his side of the family. That's her family.
Yeah,
just because her stepdad went and had kids with her mom doesn't mean that she... I don't understand. Like, when you have, like, multiple families that come together, like, you can't just drop one part of that family. Like, that's insane.
So the dad died, you have to just excommunicate his whole family? There's still blood
nuts.
Tie there. And that's... I mean, that grandfather, that's to link to the son that he lost right there.
Yeah.
Is that daughter.
Right.
That's the link to this. That's all he's got.
And that's all she's got.
That's so fucked up. It really shows the character of these people. If that's really what... I mean, that just might be how she perceives it, too.
Well, I don't know. And it didn't help that dude's case at all when he freaking bombarded her with everybody at the stupid freaking birthday dinner. Like, the fuck off.
Based off the evidence, I have to say not the asshole.
No, not at all. I feel bad for her.
I feel bad for her. And I do feel a little bad for him because he probably just expected the role to be his because of everything he did for her. And I get that part. But went about it wrong. And ultimately, it's still her decision no matter what you did for her. He could have fucking done 10 times more. And it's still her decision in the end, so...
And if he was willing to compromise, he would be part of it. You can't, you can't have 100%.
Yeah.
My God.
Well, I'm fucking stoned, but I do have one more here for you because we had two left over.
All
right. And we still got some time to spare here in the episode, so we're going to knock this one out. As promised, this was the other one from the live show on Monday. Am I the asshole for refusing alcohol at a winery? It's their choice, right?
Yeah, why? You don't want to drink. I don't like wine. So if I'm at a winery, I'm not drinking it either.
All right, we'll change it to bar if you were out of the bar and with, like, coworkers or something.
I probably wouldn't. I'd probably have one.
What if you were just or what if someone was just turning every drink down? Would you think there was something with them, like they're an asshole or prissy or something?
They don't want to drink. It could be anything.
Some people take it that way. That's the thing.
That doesn't bother me at all.
Well, let's see what the situation is. This probably has nothing to do with any of that shit. So my wife's friends are a couple in their 40s. They invited us to a vacation with them last summer. Okay. It turned out to be an old house and a beautiful winery in a beautiful area I'd always dreamt of visiting. Awesome. The couple are really, really into good food and good wine, and they love to have guests and socialize. They're a fairly wealthy bunch, spending loads on friends and family. Okay, so just to pause for a second, you know how they are. They like to drink and have a good time.
Yeah.
You're going to their vacation at their request.
Right.
Knowing that that's how they party and get down, so, I mean...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you have to.
Yeah, but
if that's a fucking rule, yeah, then that's like that's messed up. You shouldn't be forced to drink if you don't want to.
Oh no, I'm with you. It should always be a choice. So for the 3 weeks we were there, there were extensive dinner parties. Yeah,
damn,
yeah, they're rich, and they had extensive dinner parties in the garden, picnics, outings to restaurants, bar crawls, you name it. Now I don't drink. I used to party a lot, and still love most everything about that life. Only if I drink even a can of beer, the world goes gray for me. A few glasses of wine and the next days are me feeling dead and sad and emotionally wrecked, distanced and just not being able to engage with anything. Not wanting to be around my family, not feeling anything, just blank and gray. I understand, bitch. You don't gotta keep saying it. You're fucking depressed. Ooh, gray. That's whatever. Now I used to compensate for being dead inside by doing crazy stuff. But as a family man, base jumping, risky sex, motorcycling 3 times the speed limit or getting into fights, I don't want to go there again, so I just don't drink. Okay, so he was a fucking maniac. I'll stay up all night and dance on tables if that's what's going on, but I'm not going to drink. I'd be a total idiot and do drunk stuff. This guy is... All right, we fucking get it. You're a wild drunk. So anyway, we're planning the summer holiday, and I mentioned how much I liked last summer at the winery. My significant other gave me that look, and in short said that I'd ruin the holiday for everyone by refusing every attempt their host made at creating an experience for us by not even tasting. Not even tasting when they offered wine or lunch, a glass by the pool in the afternoon, wine with dinner, a few glasses of exclusive red from a nearby fancy pants producer as night fell, not even one nightcap. Drinks bought for me in bars left untouched. She claims I shamed her in front of her friends and that they're sure as hell never going to invite us back and that I was being an asshole. Am I the asshole for not liking alcohol and drinking?
No.
His girlfriend gave him the business.
His wife needs to calm down.
Yeah. So she's mad at him for not making an ass of himself.
This is the stupidest thing ever.
Well, apparently this guy has an issue with drinking. He can't handle his booze. Right, and he admits it.
So, like, his wife needs to understand. And if it makes... Why does it make the other people so uncomfortable? He's not saying you can't drink. Yeah. Unless he is.
No, well, maybe not.
But...
Well, that wasn't mentioned.
Yeah, so if he's... I mean, if it's not... Like, what, that would not... It literally wouldn't bother me.
We had...
my friends would come down.
Mm-hmm.
We would drink.
Yep.
Her husband drank a little bit. Mm-hmm. She didn't touch the shit.
Yep.
Did not drink at all. Didn't bother me. Mm. I don't give a fuck.
No.
I'm going to have a good time. No. You don't have to. I don't care.
Yeah, it was just weird. Like, I didn't like being around people that weren't...
I know, you
least...
don't... You don't... Yeah, you don't... Like that type of stuff. But I'm just saying, like that, it literally didn't bother me that she wasn't drinking. It didn't ruin my time. So.
It did for me a little bit. Like, I hated hanging out with them because they're a fucking buzzkill for me. Because back when I was drinking, it was like, hey, like if I'm going to be having a few, have a few with me so we can fucking have a good time, you know? But if I'm having a good time and I know you're fucking stiff, it ruins my good time. Because I'm like, shit, I feel fucking great. And this person's just sitting there, like probably judging me because I'm having another one. You know what I mean? Like, you start feeling that way. So I get where she's coming from because I would feel that way too, like maybe. But if it's a big gathering and one person's not drinking, who's going to notice? Who's going to care? Because they're throwing extravagant dinner parties, so I don't see how it's a big deal. Because he said friends, multiple. It wasn't just those two and them, just them having extravagant parties. It would be a bunch of people, you'd imagine.
Yeah, so it's not just like two couples and one of them isn't drinking. Yeah. It's a bunch of them. I don't see a problem with this. This wife needs to get the fuck over it.
I don't know if there's ever going to be a situation where I'm around drunk people, but I don't touch this shit. Like, I'll never have a drink again. I think this is your... What is this? 3 or 4 now? I don't even know anymore. It's been so long. Of not...
3 maybe. I don't know. I'm not touching this stuff.
But I'm just saying, yeah, it's been so long. That's what I'm trying to say. Like, I wouldn't do it either. I wouldn't feel like an asshole. I would just... But I wouldn't shame other people either, unless that's what he's doing.
I mean, the thing is he sitting there in a corner acting miserable while everyone else is having a good time, and that would bring everyone else down?
Because
I can see that being a problem, but he didn't say that. He's saying that he's having a good time, he's acting like an idiot, just like, you know. So I don't know. I mean, I can see if you're sitting there like a freaking loaf doing nothing, being miserable, no one's going to want to hang out with you.
I'm going to call him an asshole.
Oh my god!
I'm gonna go asshole on this guy. You want to know why? You don't want to know why? I was just thinking as you were saying that he started off the whole thing and gave a paragraph that I read of how bad he used to be.
Yeah.
I'm thinking he's one of those people now who like used to be a bad person and is now shaming others and looking down on.
But no, he did say in the paragraph that he will act like the other drunk people and have a good time and dance on tables and stuff. He doesn't need to drink anymore to do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
The wife's a bitch.
Just saying, if someone doesn't want to drink, they don't want
to
drink.
Yeah, they don't have to.
Unless they're acting like a miserable fucking prick. Yeah. Obviously, you don't want to be around them when you're drinking.
Don't ever force a drink on somebody because they have a reason they don't want it.
Yeah.
And it's not your business why they don't want it. Just fucking accept the fact and respect it and just walk the fuck away.
Well, there you go.
What are you going to be doing with yourself for the next couple of days? This weekend?
I don't know. I haven't... I have no idea. I do not know. It's going to be 80s all week, so this is nice.
We got a busy couple of days, Monday and Tuesday next week. We're going to be fucking, oh my goodness, man, that's going to suck. I hated that shit. It's like an hour drive to get there.
Yeah. And then we're forcing her to do two tests on both days because it's four tests. It's supposed to take 4 days, but you only got 2 days off. And I can't get there because it's an hour away.
Yeah.
So she's going to have to take two tests. And we are going to be up there for quite a while. And then we have to drive an hour all the way the fuck back home. And literally, it's like some big-ass building in a parking lot.
Yeah, that's all it is.
With nothing around except for a little tiny freaking shit-ass store. And it's going to be fun.
Yeah, there's one place we can go to and sit down.
Yeah.
And that's it. There ain't nothing else going on over there. So, I mean, that's going to suck. So, we got
that going on. I'm thinking that's a day we'll drive around a little bit and maybe find a car wash or something. Because she's not going to be done super quick. We are definitely going to be there for a bit.
No, we got to figure something out.
Pack a cooler. Have a little picnic.
Yeah, my God. That's going to fucking blow so much. And I don't know, man. I'm going to be watching this X-Men 97 show. I definitely like that a lot. And I think it's only one season. So I'm going to watch that. And then maybe get into some more cartoon stuff. Because I'm really in the mood for superhero stuff. I've given that a long enough break.
Well, the cartoon ones are always good.
They're fucking phenomenal. Yeah. And there's a part two that I got to watch for that Flashpoint Paradox. And I got to rewatch part one because I wasn't really paying attention to it. I don't remember what happened. So tell them where they can find us.
You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms and Voice of Misery Podcast at gmail.com.